Have you ever wondered what a Nintendo-made Resident Evil game would be like? This week on It's So Bad, we're adding Luigi's Mansion to the endless list.
Hello, Michael.
Hey.
I just did a thing where I looked at you and said different names.
Ooh. Didn't notice.
Yeah.
So spooky.
So, this week, we are adding Luigi's Mansion, the GameCube launch title, to the endless list. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. It's up on Stitcher now. Ooh. And other places. We're adding Luigi's Mansion to our endless list of games. And this is our third spooktacular Halloween game.
Ooh.
That we'll be adding. I think it's a third. Yeah, it's a third. Phantasmagoria.
Eternal Darkness.
Eternal Darkness.
And this.
Luigi's Mansion.
Luigi's Mansion.
Metal Gear Solid. Not spooky.
Not spooky.
It's a little,
a little spooky.
I was spooked.
Psycho Mantis is kind of spooky.
Psycho Mantis.
The hallway, the bloody hallway.
Oh,
I remember being little and finding that very scary.
Yeah. It's not spooky.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we are adding this game to our endless list of games. What is the endless list? It is a list.
It's a list without end.
It's 50 games now.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It should be longer.
It will be longer.
I think my goal is to... I think Kotaku has a 500 game list.
Whoa.
We can get there.
I want to get
over. But did they just do it? Like,
yeah.
Is it...
Yeah.
Right. I mean...
They didn't do it over time.
Right. Yeah.
So I want to go over 500...
It's all over right. 500.
Yes, I'm actually watching Dragon Ball for the first time right now.
Oh, nice.
The
Dragon Ball.
Yes, The first one.
I've never watched it.
Yeah, I never watched Dragon Ball. I've watched Z, but
it has a great theme song. But nevertheless, we are adding this game to our endless list, which is a game. It's a list of every game. It goes from currently, let's see here, what's the number one game? Super Mario 64, all the way down to Jurassic Park Trespasser. For the PC, we have 50 games on the list.
Yeah.
And it's a list that is judged on how good a game is, if it holds up, its legacy, how it compares with its contemporaries, everything. We try to take into account everything. Music, graphics.
Fun.
Completeness of vision. That's an important one.
Yes, it's a very important one. So what is this game?
It is a, well, you kind of teased it as the Nintendo version of Resident Evil, and it kind of is that. It's a haunted house game where you play as Luigi. This isn't the first time you play as Luigi over Mario in a Mario game.
Mario is missing.
Mario is missing is, I guess, the officially.
Yeah, but right? It's the first Nintendo developed game.
Right.
Is Mario is missing is not a Nintendo game?
No.
I played that on like Apple computer way back in the
day.
Yeah, I had it for Super Nintendo.
Yeah, this is Luigi's first canon adventure.
Yeah.
It's a Luigi game.
Yeah. It's a Halloween spooky game too, which is what, I don't know, appeals to me.
Do you know why this is a Luigi game?
Cuz Mario's kidnapped by Bowser.
But in actuality, why the developers made it into a Luigi game?
Can I guess?
Yes, go for it.
I would think that they're afraid to not have non-platforming game. Starring Mario?
No. So,
is it because of some sort of Nintendo Civil War in which the Luigi faction briefly seized control of development?
I wish. That'd be a much better story, but it's actually...
The guy that does the voice for both, right?
Charles Martinet.
Martinet,
yeah.
So it's not like he was on vacation.
No, he also does the voice for Wario and Waluigi too. But he... So the reason why it's a Luigi game is because they wanted a more cowardly figure.
Oh, like they had the topic picked out already. They were going to do a spooky game.
Yeah, and they were like, well, they don't want Mario doesn't. Mario's like the hero. We don't want him to be like coward.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So Luigi's.
Luigi just works.
Just instantly captured instead of being the coward.
Right. So, yeah, so that is why this game is Luigi. It was a, as I mentioned, a GameCube launch title. And it's only available on GameCube and 3DS right now. They remade it for 3DS. The team. that Grezzo, the developer who made Link's Awakening for the Switch, did the port to the 3DS, and it came out last year.
Oh, I was just going to ask if it came out recently. Yeah.
2018. 2018 seems like a lifetime ago, by the way.
It does. We were talking on the way over. The beginning of 20, like, games that came out this year, it's hard to believe that they were actually 2019.
Yeah. It's been a long year.
Yeah.
Every day is like 1,000 years.
Every day. So, are there any games specifically like this game?
Specifically like this game? Well, you named Resident Evil. This Resident Evil is kind of like this game.
Is it really like Resident Evil?
No.
Well, this game is, can we have this discussion now?
This game is kind of like Resident Evil. I mean, not the other way around.
It takes place in a mansion and there's spooky ghouls.
Yes.
Spooky. Well, yeah.
There's there's also a...
Same game.
I swear to God, they include that locked door that you can never open because of Resident Evil.
Which locked door that you can never open?
On the first floor, there's a...
The shortcut door?
Yeah.
I looked it up. So
can you open it?
I was very frustrated to find out how. So apparently, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. However,
time.
There's a room that's like the gym, the workout room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you run on the treadmill long enough, a key pops out.
Shut up.
That gives you a key to that shortcut door. Because I was so frustrated that I had to go all the way around in the backyard to go upstairs.
I hate that backyard.
Yeah, that backyard sucked.
So you can't open it.
It's really easy to get through that backyard, too, but
it's just a waste of time.
A waste of time,
But I also hate the guys who drop down from the trees who, like, stop you momentarily.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'll be like, whoa, those guys suck.
All right, so Luigi's Mansion.
Yes.
Like, right. It's a puzzle game, right?
Yeah, that's kind of
how I thought of
it. It's a puzzle
it.
Game, yeah.
I mean, you know, you're Luigi, you're looking for Mario.
It's certainly an interesting and unique game.
Well, you start off, you find out that you won a mansion in a contest, as you do.
You won a boat, and you're getting invited to the police station to pick it up.
Yeah, so you naturally walk. So naturally, you walk to the police station / haunted forest and get your boat / haunted mansion.
I love when he looks at the picture, and it's like a totally different picture, and he looks up, and he's like, oh, that's my mansion.
Right. He's like, it looked nicer on the pillow.
It is Luigi we're talking about.
Yeah, he's not so smart.
Not the brightest of the bulbs, but developed by Nintendo EAD and published by Nintendo. Directed by Hideki Kono and produced by Shigeru Miyamoto and Takashi Tezuka, who were... guys who have been on our list previously, have done other games. We have a lot of Nintendo games on our list.
Yeah.
We're adding a lot more.
Weird.
I was surprised when the credits started and I saw that. There are certain parts of it that are very Nintendo-like quality.
Yeah.
But there are other parts where I thought, oh, this is just like another third party developed it. And
Yeah. It feels like a lot of the game, for me, for some reason, it like brought to mind Super Mario 64. Lot of like elements in the way he moves and in the way the world is set up and maybe the way the graphics are that it reminds me of Mario 64 a lot. But that's just me. Originally released in Japan in September of 2001, here in North America in November. A GameCube launch title, as I said, for the third time. Just for some perspective, in March of 2000, PS2 launched, so GameCube was late. In January of 2001, you had Mario 64, or Mega Man 64. February, you had Paper Mario. The GBA launched in March, so very big year for Nintendo. It was 2001. In July, you had Gran Turismo 3, Max Payne. And then you had, in September, Silent Hill 2, as well as November, you had Xbox launch in North America alongside the GameCube, and MGS2 was the big PlayStation 2 push.
Did you say Mega Man 64?
Yes.
I didn't even know there was a Mega Man 64.
I was thinking the same thing.
It was a port of Mega Man Legends from PS1.
Huh.
That's like the RPG?
No.
Oh, right, now.
It's 3D.
What was... Yeah, but it was like a...
no, that's a different one.
Yeah, I remember playing... I thought it was Mega Man Legends. Now I remember the artwork. Yeah.
It was bad. It was a bad game.
Right.
It was a bad game. Yeah. But yeah, so this game... GameCube launch title was
for the fourth time
was originally developed as a tech demo.
I could see that.
Like a lot of the launch games are usually tech demos. Not all of them, but like there's usually a tech demo game that comes out with a Nintendo launch.
SNES, that's definitely the case too.
For SNES, there was Pilot Wings and F-Zero were tech demos essentially. For Super Mario 64, it was for N64, it was Super Mario 64.
That's a hell of a tech demo.
Hell yeah, it is. Yeah. And Pilot Wings. Pilot Wings was also a big 3D space.
Yeah.
You had to
that was a cool game. I liked the 64 Pilot Wings.
Yeah, you could shoot that guy's nose, the rock, and the statue. Change Mario into Wario.
Yep.
Did a lot of hang gliding in that game.
I did a lot of shooting things with missiles from the gyrocopter.
The gyrocopter was gyrocopter part of the Pilot Wings 64.
Yeah.
Shooting that like the robot dude who wreaks havoc. There's
All right.
We're getting off topic.
So Luigi, he's walking through this mansion. I feel like to boil it down, you go into a room and the room is its own mostly self-contained puzzle.
Yeah. Yes. And a big mechanic is that you get the vacuum cleaner,
The
Poltergeist 3000, exactly.
From Professor Egad.
Egad.
Who would go on to be in Super Mario Sunshine. He developed the Flood.
Oh, yes. I never played Mario Sunshine.
I didn't realize.
I haven't either.
Yeah. I didn't realize that King Boo originated in this game, too. I was looking at the notes before this.
Hmm.
And I just always assumed King Boo was always around, and he was King of the Boos.
Well, in Super Mario World, there's like large boos.
Hmm. I think they're just called big boos.
Yeah, I guess I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, not King Boos.
This is the most I've thought about boo, probably. Yeah.
This game kind of makes you
think they're about son it. Of a bitches, those boos.
They are. They're real tricky.
They're not that engaging try and capture.
Versus the ghosts that are the portrait ghosts.
The portrait ghosts are a lot better.
Yes.
Ghosts. Yeah. Ghosts are a lot better.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're in each room. Every time you enter a room, it's dark.
Each room is kind of like a diorama.
Right.
It's like a shoebox
where
you walk in and you have a particular puzzle.
Yeah, it's like they took like the dollhouse effect of this mansion and just kind of like pulled off a wall.
That's actually a good point because the developers used a dollhouse to develop this game.
Oh, look at that.
That's cool.
That makes sense.
So that's how they originally mapped it out. And it was supposed to be at first they wanted to do a ninja house. I don't know what that means, but that's a direct quote from Kono, who's
I assume that's instead of ghosts jumping out of the walls. Yeah, it's like deadly assassins.
It's like paper wall, like ancient
Japanese. Yeah, I've heard of a ninja house before.
That's cool.
Then they wanted to do a Japanese styled house, and then they got nixed because they wanted it to be a more international game, so they made it a Western style house.
I think they made the right decision.
Yeah. Haunted House is like what drew me into this game. I've never been a huge Mario fan, and I know. Oh, yeah. Little looks. No, I don't. It's not that I dislike Mario, but like the idea of playing as Luigi and playing as like a different type of player. Wait, hold on. You guys are cutting me off.
You were the guy who wanted this game.
Where was the Luigi game? No, but the haunted house element of it is what I wanted. Huh. And I don't know. I was intrigued by playing as Luigi.
I've been playing as Luigi as soon as I've been able to in Super Smash.
I was going to say I've played enough matches against you.
I love Luigi.
Yeah.
That's still surprising to me.
That little eye poke that he does.
I like the you mentioned like the diorama. I think the like fixed camera angle, or like specifically the camera angle they chose works really well for that because it's like everything is like framed very well
and
it's like, you know, one single room that you can kind of see and there's depth and I don't know. I think that really works well.
And you can interact with a lot of the environment with your poltergeist.
Yeah.
3000
by
the vacuum cleaner by sucking up like table things and portraits off the wall.
I pulled the rug or mirror or cloth or that thing off the mirror in the entryway so many times. Does that actually do anything?
Well, you can if you
any mirror.
Yeah.
If you take a photo of yourself in it, you teleport.
But at the very
end, I did not realize that until we talked about that after we beat the game.
In the final, that's not spelled out.
Is it? I completely missed that.
But I mean, how?
No, it's not.
I mean,
they
give you a camera. How did you not?
I don't know. I was just taking pictures of stuff.
I took pictures of everything. Like, I immediately took a picture of the mirror.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, and does it, like, prompt you? I'm like, oh, you can teleport.
No, it's just like, I mean, I had a camera, you know.
I got to the third floor, and the room right at the top of the third floor is, like, a tough room for some reason. But if I was...
Is that the one with the, like, the bear rug in it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I was... because you fuck around and have all the rooms. Like, you want to find things. Sometimes there's, like, booze hidden or there'll be keys hidden. So you're, like, you shake everything and Luigi actually humps things when he shakes.
Yeah,
it's really weird.
Questionable animation.
And you, like, you suck things.
Humping things, sucking things.
But I was like, I can't find a specific thing in this room, so I took out the camera. And on the opposite wall, the wall that you can't see because it's where the camera's coming in, there was a mirror there, and I took a picture of it, and that's how I figured out the warp.
Wow, so that deep into the game.
Yeah, I didn't think walking around, like, getting around wasn't that bad. It's not, because it's very small.
It was just, I don't know, it's, at some point, it just became so tiresome. It really grated on me having a, like, and I usually like games where there's backtracking.
Right.
I'll say that. But for whatever reason, especially once, you know, at a certain point the power goes out and there's like a blackout.
Oh, yeah.
And then all the
ghosts come out.
Yeah.
And it's like you can't move 3 feet without getting bombarded. And Luigi gets scared each time, so you get stuck. And it just became
that's a
real drag to navigate.
That is tough. I mean, I found that to be tough. Yes, when the light power goes out and you have to find the... Did you know where to go as soon as that happened? Because I had explored and I already saw that room.
I went to that room so many times before the power actually went out. Because there was any time I would get stuck, I'm like, well, I probably have to go down to the basement.
It's like the one room on the map that's not filled in with a color. So I assumed there was something I needed to do there.
Yeah, and that's good too, right? That's a small little detail. Oh, like
the map?
Yeah, before... Like even Resident Evil before that didn't do that.
When you go to a room, I think it turned red, but it didn't tell you that you finished a room.
Right.
Right.
Until the remake.
The Game Boy Horror, which is in the bottom right corner, will show you a map when you press start, and you can see where you can go. There's rooms that have keys above them that are locked, and you can see what rooms you've completed. It's very good at directing you on where to go. Mm-hmm. This game is not convoluted. It's pretty straightforward.
It's pretty straightforward.
I don't think you can't get really lost in this house.
Yeah, the couple of times that I got stuck, it was because I was like either watching something on another screen while I was playing, or got distracted, and I was like, I definitely missed something. And
I only got stuck, I think, once, and it was on the guy who is eating food.
Yeah,
the ghost. I was like, I have to suck up something here. And I'm like sucking up everything.
Suck up his food, right?
Yeah. And so I sucked up his food and like, he didn't do anything. You have to wait a long time to suck up all of his food.
Yeah.
And that's what was throwing me off. It wasn't like instant. So, but yeah, that's what the portrait ghosts each have like a puzzle. There's a guy who's fairly fat, is eating food. There's a guy who you just have to wait till he turns away and then you can see his heart and you can start sucking him up. There's, what else is there?
We haven't mentioned you have a flashlight, and generally when you flash a flashlight on the ghosts, they disappear or you stun them. It was kind of inconsistent, right?
Well, it depends on the ghost. So if there's some ghosts you have to sneak up on,
right,
and then you can stun them and they can.
And there are certain ones you have to like look away from.
Right.
That's like the portrait ghosts. You have to look, well, I guess not all of them, but you have to look away from them. Some of them you have to be pretty close to actually stun them with the flashlight too. If you turn the light on, it'll just run.
Right.
And so, in general, the way the combat worked was you'd see a ghost, you'd flash the light on it, the heart would appear, and then you start sucking it with the vacuum.
Sucking up the ghost.
You start poltergeisting.
It almost felt like it got worse as the game went on. Like, the more times I had to do combat, it felt more clunky.
Well, I think that the problem is, towards the end of the game, after the lights go out, you have to get the 50 boos. And those guys fucking suck and are tedious as hell because you, sometimes they'll have like 100 health and they'll go in between rooms and you have to exit the room, go into the next room, go into the next room, follow them around and chase them.
I didn't even get the last 3 or 4.
I didn't either. I got 48, I think.
Right. Yeah. It was a waste of time because I was going back and forth between two rooms and it was like,
there's some that I think the max you can get is 300. And it's just
there's 300?
300 health.
Oh.
I thought there was a 400 health one.
Oh, was there?
I think there is, yeah.
Ugh.
That might be the last
one.
That was a hard one.
I got the 300 one, and I was like, this is brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to chase him between three rooms.
What do you get if you get all 50?
You get the real ending.
The real ending.
What's the real ending?
Yeah.
So the real ending is that... spoilers. The real ending is that Professor Egad builds you a house.
Oh.
And it's a real house.
So he's not a bad guy. I guess if he's in Mario Sunshine, he's not a bad
guy. No, he's just quirky.
Yeah, I know. But like anytime you see the quirky, like,
he's got a little mad,
you know, professor,
vibe.
I mean, you know, that just happens to be on the haunted property.
Well, the whole thing is that he has a portrait gallery full of ghosts that are in pictures that are enslaved. Right. It's really weird. And also there's like when you deposit the ghosts back into the pictures,
yeah,
it makes like this backward sound noise that's like super like sinister for like 5 seconds when that sequence first starts. There's a lot of like little minor things that are just kind of sinister in this game that creep me the fuck out.
I was kind of surprised he didn't end up being the ultimate bad guy at the end. I kind of was suspecting that a little bit.
Yeah.
That
no, he's just
turns out he lured you there or something.
No, he's just, I think he's become more lovable over time.
Yeah, I guess so.
But he's definitely the quirky Christopher Lloyd to Luigi's Michael J. Fox.
Doc Brown was not a bad guy, you know.
It's true. His theme music, though,
despite his association with Libyan terrorists and nuclear material.
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, you can only get nuclear material so many places.
That's what he says.
Egad's theme music, though, pretty good. The hip-hop beat.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I went back to his lab, I wasn't upset.
I have to say, the music design in this game, just the design of how it works, is really cool. So there's orchestral music when you're walking around, and sometimes when you're walking around, there'll be orchestral music, and Luigi will hum.
Yeah, that's like my favorite part of the game, him humming.
Yeah, that he hums. I couldn't tell, though. Was there any rhyme or reason to it?
I think it's like when the room is cleared out. It's like definitely, it's not dynamic. It's,
right.
It's like there's certain conditions that have to be cleared for each thing to happen.
Okay. Because I couldn't tell, like, if it only even dawned on, it didn't dawn on me even until the end, but it seemed like when I was going in the right direction or entered a room I hadn't finished yet, the music was loud.
Okay.
So, yeah, I wasn't sure if either of you had noticed
there's
that.
Not like a ton of tracks, but I do like how there's things that change. Also, the ghosts will sometimes sing the music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so
I the music and the sound in general was something I thought that had the Nintendo quality
to it. Like when you suck up a ghost and he disappears, and it's very, the sound feels very tactile. It's like,
yeah,
the pop or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like a,
or even like the, when they disappear before you get the chance to suck them, it's like a tink. And it's
You know what's happening.
Right.
Yeah.
So I thought the sound was really good about in this game. Overall, though, I would say that is incredibly short. It is.
Not short enough.
It's a little too long.
Yeah, it was too long for me.
I'll buy that.
I thought it was really short. I actually thought this game would be better if it was bigger.
Oh god,
and more varied, because there were
definitely just, more varied.
Because the ending, it just becomes like such a drag, right, because you have to get all the booze and go back to those rooms.
I was not a fan of having to chase down those booze, because that one room with the bear on the floor.
The safari room.
The safari room. I ran out to the hall and then back into that room like 10 times to get him. He didn't go anywhere else. It was just those two spots.
Yeah, I didn't like to at the end. It seemed like, I mean, it was on purpose. You know, you were alternating between basement, third floor, right, just to get you to go back and forth. And unlike Resident Evil, where you're encountering, you know, zombies on the way, or, you know, you can't save all the time in this game, but there's a little less tension.
Right.
It doesn't work as well.
Right. And also you have to walk through that backyard, which is a fucking son of a bitch.
I'm glad I looked up the how to get that key, because I did walk on the treadmill, but I just didn't walk on it long enough to pop it out.
Right. Some of those things happen like that. But back to the sinister portions of this game. One of the things that kind of creeped me out about this game, so there's 4 bosses, I believe, in this game. And one of the bosses, the first boss you play, is you're fighting a ghost baby.
Ghost baby, yeah.
That's fucking creepy, man.
Kind of a bratty ghost baby, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't very pleasant.
Yeah, like there's other parts in this game where you fight 2 twins who are ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
But they're less creepy because I feel like they're a parody of The Shining. Yeah. They're supposed to be like funny. Mm-hmm. But the ghost baby's just like so like, You go into her dimension and she sends rocking chairs at you and shit.
That had a twisted boss arena.
I haven't played it, but what's that fucking game called? So there's a game on Switch it's on everything on PC. I think it started off a PC called Layers of Fear. And Layers of Fear is you walk around a mansion and it's kind of like a walking simulator. Things change as you walk around. I don't think there's very many ways to really die, but it's a horror game. Mm-hmm. There's an element in that game, and I haven't played the game, but I was watching it on YouTube, where you go into a baby's room and like blocks start flying around and like lights start flashing. And I was like, wow, this feels like that game. And this game is not supposed to be like horror at all, like Luigi's Mansion.
Is that the game where you? That's not the game where you are the baby, right? Did you ever see that one?
I did. That's not. That's
where there's like the teddy bear. Yeah, that's, yeah.
That game is weird.
Yeah, I played that one. That was interesting.
Well, did it fuck you up?
No.
Fuck you up, fam. Have any horror games ever really fucked you up?
Silent Hill terrified me. I could only play it at like sleepovers when there were 8 other people in the room.
Yeah.
Resident Evil, anytime you walked by a window and they would like, I think there was, it's only like 2 parts.
Right.
It only happens like once or twice, but it was burned into my brain. And the dogs, you know, any dog in both Silent Hill and Resident Evil.
Yeah, Resident Evil is always pretty scary. Honestly, we talked about it last time, but the thing that's like always freaked me out the most when I was younger in games was Metal Gear Solid breaking the fourth wall and like talking to me and I'd be like, what? Why? How do you know that which game I've been playing?
Even,
it's unsettling. Yeah.
Even when you know it's happening, it's still just like
it's a little creepy. Yeah. I was like 12 at the time, so right. I was like, this isn't supposed to be happening.
Why have you had any horror games get to you?
Well, I just avoid games. I don't. There's like Alien Isolation. I know, Steve, you're a big proponent of that game.
One day we'll talk about it.
I just never want to play that game.
Did you play it when you didn't play it?
No.
Oh, it's a scary game.
Yes, it sounds scary.
You gotta play with
lots also of like Amnesia, Dark Descent, those games.
I shied away from those games. I'm trying to build up the courage to play RE7.
Oh. That game is less for me. It's just like gruesome stuff doesn't really do it for me. I don't know. I don't know what the difference is.
I was going to say, like, gore, intense gore always freaked me out more. Like, I didn't play Doom as a kid because it freaked me out. Hmm. I'm pretty sure I wasn't allowed to either.
But it's not the gore.
I didn't want to.
I don't like I think what I really don't like is just jump scares.
Yeah, I
just
don't like jump scares.
Because it's just, they feel cheap and it's, I know it's going to happen. And at the same time, I'm like, ugh, of course I'm going to jump out of my skin.
Right, because this is what that happens. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
We're all just Luigi's in this world.
Right.
Walking around scared.
But beyond the baby, you have Bogmire, who's another ghost.
Bogmire.
He has the circle arena, and he has multiple versions of himself that pop up. He's the second one. He's not very memorable.
Yeah, I don't even remember him.
I do not
remember. And then there's Boolossus.
I do remember Boolossus.
Which is on the on the patio on the second floor.
Okay, I remember.
That's where you have to suck him up and like drag him over to the sharp unicorn's
horn.
Him.
And then
that was good. I thought that was a neat boss mechanic.
Yeah, I had actually had a lot of trouble with getting the very last because he splits into lots of boosts.
I had the same one. Yeah.
Oh my god, I could not because they would avoid. You have like the ice,
right?
You know, feature of the vacuum.
You had to freeze.
Yeah, you had to freeze them. Very easy to freeze like 10 of them when there are 50. Yeah.
But then when there's one and you're like with this mini nipple C stick that you're trying to figure out, sucks.
That took a few times.
And then there's King Boo, who is reanimates the dead corpse of Bowser.
Right.
Bowser's dead?
Supposedly.
Oh.
I don't know. He takes his head off and throws it at
you. I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I liked that boss battle the first time I played it until I died because I couldn't figure out what to do.
Right. I did the same
thing. And then I was like, this is an awful boss fight. I hate it.
Right.
Because I tried sucking up the balls that he throws at you, and they just didn't suck up the
first time. You're supposed to run away from them.
You
have to get very close.
It was a clunky thing. Where, I had like, the
same experience as you. I tried to suck him up, and I was like, I don't think I held it long enough or something.
Right.
And then I looked it up on what you're supposed to do, and you're like, oh, suck up the balls. And I was like, motherfucker.
I was trying to hide behind the columns and get him to like run into them.
Yeah.
My issue with that fight was I did that fine, but then when the head pops off, and you have to actually suck up like Boo when he comes out for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes he'd pop up in a weird angle, like closer to the camera, and I'd be in a bad angle to suck him up, and then I wouldn't do any damage to him. and he'd like reconstitute himself and hurt me.
I did say that I liked the camera, but at the same time, it created issues where it was hard to tell the depth.
Well, the problem is with the big areas.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
So the big areas were tough.
Right.
Because then it's too big, and you need like a small setting. And the only areas where that really is a problem is the Bulossus fight. But that's not really a problem because they all kind of stay compact, and it's a wide open area.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bowser / King Boo boss fight makes it difficult because there's like pillars and obstacles, and I don't know. Sometimes I think like end boss fights are like a lot of times a afterthought. For developers, they're like, I just want to get this done.
I mean, if you think about it, like, if they're going to devote resources to something, I mean, the least amount of people,
we'll get
to the end, right?
I guess that's true, yeah.
I'm going to blow your minds right now.
You're going to boo our minds?
I'm going to boo your minds a couple of different ways. Ooh, so, I didn't really think about it until I read this, but the biggest button on the GameCube controller is the A button. What does the A button do in this game?
So I played it with a PlayStation controller, so it's hard for me to remember. Is that not, it's not, oh, it's interact, it's hump, right? It's an interact button.
No, it's just Mario.
Oh yeah. Right.
Just the biggest button on the controller.
That's not the interact
button.
It's
the same when you're not interacting with something. You yell Mario.
Mario.
Yeah. I did that just for fun.
Of course.
It was great.
I did too.
That was immersive. Another,
You know how many different voice takes they had for that?
There were more than five? Like
there's 30.
30?
30 different voice takes for Mario.
I want to listen to my YouTube compilation later. Some of them are really good, like drawn out and scary.
Mario! The second button, the B button, which is like the second most used button on the GameCube controller, it controls your flashlight. You can turn it on and off.
Right.
When this game was almost like 95% of the way done, they didn't have anything to do with that button, and Shigeru Miyamoto suggested they add the flashlight turn on and off.
Well, when you hold it, it turns the flashlight off as opposed to on, too, because the flashlight's always on when you're walking around in the dark.
I kind of liked that.
Which I thought was interesting, yeah.
Well, but I like the flashlight mechanic of like going up to them and then having to turn it back on.
The original Alan Wake.
Oh, yeah.
Never played Alan Wake.
Have you played? Oh, yeah.
No.
That's an interesting game.
So,
are you going to blow our mind more?
That was just one more.
So if Dry Bones are dead Koopas, what are Boos?
Dead Goombas?
Are they?
Are they the dead? Yeah, I don't know.
Are they dead?
The Blowfish?
Oh, Nemran. That's a Kirby. I was thinking of the Kirby guy, the red guys.
Shy Guys?
Oh, are they Shy Guys? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is this an open-ended question?
Open-ended.
I thought you knew, yeah.
Wow.
Are they dead Marios?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know, because the people in the portrait seem to be like the ghosts of real people.
Right.
So what are the Boos?
What are the Boos?
Maybe the Boos are just like otherworldly ethereal creatures.
Did you ever hear the theory that Mario is a race? And that's why Marios and baby Marios can like coexist?
I think I have heard that. Maybe I heard that from you. Think about it.
Maybe Boos are just a race. Maybe they're not dead.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe they're just like, you know, ghosts.
They're born.
They're spirits from beyond.
I mean, it's possible.
Anything's possible.
It's wild.
You did blow my mind.
So this game had a sequel on the 3DS called Dark Moon.
It was only on the 3DS. Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I didn't have a 3DS, so
I have one. I have a 2DS.
I only knew that because I was looking stuff up before this pod.
Yeah. And then also, there's a third Luigi's Mansion, which is coming out this week.
Forthcoming.
When this podcast comes.
So, did you play 2?
I did not.
Okay. I'm wondering if I should play 2.
Did you like this game that much?
Feel like you can just skip right to 3 if you want to play another one.
Right, but
I don't think there's going to be story beats.
It's less story, and I'm curious how, like, I don't want to play 3. If I play 3, I'll never play 2.
Right.
Never go mechanically backwards.
When I was reading about it, like there was a lot of people griping.
For a game like this.
There was a lot of people griping online about 2.
Oh, about 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard it was pretty good. Dark Moon?
I don't know. The threads I was on, I was...
I almost said Mario Galaxy. If it's Luigi's Mansion 1.5, but it's just like an extra layer of quality and refinement, I could like it.
Right.
How much extra quality and refinement are you really looking for, though?
I think I'm looking for a decent amount.
Can I just... I don't know how it works.
You should just play three, then.
Have you ever felt the right analog on...
Oh, the 3DS. Well, I'm...
They don't have analog. It's just a little nubbin.
Oh, yeah, it's like the... Yeah, right. It's like slides.
No, it's just on the right side, it's just a nubbin. There's no right analog stick.
Oh, it's like a laptop thing?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
I don't know how that would work.
You're speaking poorly of that?
Yeah, I don't know how that would work. I just don't know how it would work for Luigi's Mansion. I haven't played enough 3DS games. I've only played Bravely Default. It's the only 3DS game I've played. I played a bunch of DS games.
Did the regular DS have?
No.
Right, because I had a DS
just
Lite.
Had a like D-pad.
Right, okay.
So, yeah.
That makes sense. 2D, 3D.
But there was also a arcade, Luigi's Mansion.
They had like a Dave and Buster's type game.
It was only released at Dave and Buster's in the U.S.
Interesting.
I've never been to a Dave and Buster's.
I play that. No, I've never been to one.
I've played it before. It's at the Dave and Buster's in Woburn.
Tell us about it.
So you get a vacuum cleaner as your controller.
It's like a... I'm thinking of like the fishing controller in like the fishing arcade games that they used to have.
I don't know
it's
what
like
that
a,
was.
So it's like a real vacuum. Like
it reminds me of like a shooting gallery game. Okay,
I'm thinking of like the, you know, the Space Invaders game they have at Lucky Strike.
Oh, yeah.
Where you sit down and you're behind like a big gun turret.
No, so this is like in an enclosure. It's like you're an experience and you point at the screen, the vacuum cleaner. You press a button to suck and you can pull back.
So it's first person.
Right.
Cool.
So it's pretty cool. You get two players. I don't know, Luigi and somebody else.
Is that game canon?
No. I don't think there's any story.
So, in the real ending, Luigi gets a house?
He gets his mansion, Luigi's Mansion.
So then, do we ever... I mean, this might be Luigi's Mansion 2 spoilers, but does anything happen with it ever?
I don't know.
Is it ever referenced in any other game?
No, I don't think so. Maybe. Mm. It might be, like, those Paper Mario games always reference crazy shit. Yeah. So it might be in those, like, the Thousand Year Door or something. It's talking to me.
That's the baby ghost.
The Luigi's Mansion 3 is not Luigi's Mansion. It's in a hotel, a haunted hotel.
Right. Yeah. So do you know what 2 is? Is 2 in the mansion?
I don't know. Do not know.
I saw the Nintendo Direct about 3. It looks kind of cool. I mean,
yeah,
I'm curious.
I feel like playing Luigi's Mansion so close to 3 coming out has kind of made me not want to play 3.
Yeah, same. Like,
I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
But I do want to play.
Yeah, I think there are other Switch games that I'd rather play.
There's so many games on Switch.
Yeah.
So many games on everything that I want
to
play.
So, we need to get to our rankings of where this goes on our endless list. Again,
It
goes from 1 to Super Mario 64 all the way down to Jurassic Park Trespasser at number 50. Last week we added Metal Gear Solid at number 2. So this game is our second GameCube exclusive game, the other one being Eternal Darkness. Our second game from 2001, our 10th Nintendo-published game, and our 4th game developed by Nintendo EAD. Just in terms of some legacy stuff, this game received, at the time it came out, really mediocre reviews.
Oh.
People were very disappointed in it because it was a launch game, and if you think about it, before this, N64 came out, Super Mario 64, which was 5 years before this.
It's hard to compare.
And then before that, Super Nintendo had Super Mario World come out at launch. Yeah. And then before that, Nintendo had Super Mario Brothers come out. So this had a long history of Super Mario games coming out at launch.
Yeah.
And then the Nintendo GameCube came out and did extremely poorly and had Luigi on the cover of the first launch game.
It's kind of surprising because Nintendo is such like a formulaic company where they just like rinse and repeat and do the same types of things consistently.
Yeah, but at the same
time... To not do a Mario game on launch is a risk.
They broke the mold though because after that there has not been a Mario game at launch for the system. So for the Wii, they had the big game was Twilight Princess.
That's right.
And then for the Wii U, there was no game. It was Nintendo Land because that system did horribly.
Yeah, that was a cursed
system. I guess Mario Maker was really like the Mario game, right?
So
any Mario game come out?
Yeah, Super Mario 3D World was great. And also...
I didn't know that was Wii U first.
So there was two. There's Super Mario 3D Land... for the 3DS.
Okay.
And then there was Super Mario 3D World for the Wii U. And there was also Nintendo of New Super Mario U came out for
Jeez.
That. And then for the Switch, for the launch games, they had the Breath of the Wild, obviously. So people were really disappointed with this game when it came out. I did not buy a GameCube when it came out. I have bought on launch the Nintendo 64. I bought the Wii. Did not buy the Wii U, and I bought the Switch. And if you think about it, it's probably due to the fact that the launch lineup was terrible.
Yeah. I like went in on a GameCube with like six other people. And so it bounced around our house. It was mainly to play Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I borrowed a friend's GameCube for like 2 months to play Twilight Princess.
I eventually got a GameCube, and I think I got it for Resident Evil 4.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that makes sense. I played.
That game came out.
Did Resident GameCube. Evil 4 come out on another system too?
Yeah, PS2.
Yeah, it was on.
I was gonna say. I think I played it on PS2.
I first played Resident Evil 4 on the Wii.
No,
with
I
the
played
motion
it on
controls.
GameCube.
It was kind of awesome.
Interesting. That's weird.
Yeah, it was like a point in like yeah you'd aim.
Oh
with
yeah,
the
I remember when that came out, and I was like, how sweet. Does that work yeah. with Resident Evil? Huh,
so, I will say to this game's credit, I think it holds up very well.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it played pretty well.
I believe this game is as good or bad as it was when it came out.
Okay.
Wow.
So, where do we want to start on our endless list?
Mike, can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
I think we start at Eternal Darkness and go up. Because I think this game is better than Eternal Darkness?
I think it's better than Eternal. It's definitely more fun than Eternal Darkness. So you want to start at Eternal Darkness, which is 38 on our list. Okay.
Yeah, I think this.
I think it's better than Eternal
game
Darkness.
Is better than that. I mean, yeah, I'm convincing myself.
I have mixed feelings. Like, I don't hate this game by any means. I enjoy it, so I don't feel inclined to dunk on it very hard. But
it's very funny, though. You know, I feel like Eternal Darkness really got tedious at the end. Like so much tedious, I wanted to strangle it.
Yeah.
But it felt that way to a lesser degree with Luigi's Mansion.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah. I agree, yeah.
But I will put it ahead of Eternal Darkness. I probably had a better time, and I think it's more cleverly designed than Super Hang-On.
Yeah, totally.
I'm kind of in the dark here a little bit, because I haven't played a lot of these games in this particular area of the list.
I mean, Super Hang-On is, to boil it down, have you ever played like Pole Position or any of those you know, like racing games where you're like an arcade Neo Geo-esque racing game, at a Pizza Hut?
Yeah, okay.
Wait, were there Neo Geo racing games?
Were there not? In my mind there were.
I don't think there were.
Oh, okay.
There's Sega. Sega made a lot of racing.
All right, my
games.
Pizza Hut had a Neo Geo machine and a racing, like a Pole Position type game. So maybe in my brain, I think it's the same machine.
Trying to think of a Neo Geo racing game, and I'm sure they exist.
You're probably right. There is probably no Neo Geo racing game.
I bet you there is. I just don't know how well known it is. Like your machine probably had like Baseball Stars on it, and
it had Samurai Showdown.
Neo
it had
Turf Masters.
It had Metal Slug.
Okay.
And then Bubble Bobble.
Bubble Bobble
and or Bust a Move. What
Bust
was it?
A move.
Bust a Move.
Yeah,
and another game I never played.
Okay, yeah, I would put it above Super Hang On. I think Super Hang On is important for racing, but at the same time, there's more of a game, a meatier game, and that's the same reason why I would put it ahead of Tapper.
Just going to say this brings us to Tapper. No? No brick wall here?
No, I think it's better than Tapper. I mean, I like Tapper.
Wow. Super. If for nothing else, Luigi's Mansion just clearing that Tapper hurdle. Good for Luigi.
Yeah.
Another horror game on the list, number 35, Phantasmagoria. I'd put it ahead of that because I think it's a better designed game. The puzzles are better crafted, and the story is not as convoluted. If there, you know, there's not really a real big story in this game, but I would say the puzzles are much more unique than what's in Phantasmagoria.
Can you give me like a micro example of
a puzzle?
An example of a puzzle in Phantasmagoria.
You enter a room with a fireplace. The fireplace has a poker which you can interact with. You grab the poker. That's the poker for the fireplace.
Right.
You have to keep it in your inventory. You come across a hole in a brick wall. That hole exists there, but it's not really that clear that it's a hole that you can interact with. Okay. So you look at all the different items in your inventory and you run your mouse across the screen. You find that the poker interacts with the brick wall, which you can use to make a bigger hole in the wall, which leads into a chapel. Oh, God.
Okay.
Yes.
So this has way less obtuse.
Yeah. Yes. Puzzles.
The puzzles were pretty straightforward.
There's a puzzle in Phantasmagoria where there is a, like, cat, I think it is, and you have to examine it. And when you examine it and you look at it.
Examine the cat.
It turns into a letter opener.
The cat turns into a letter opener?
Maybe. Yeah, it's like a little statue.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But did you know it was a statue?
Yeah, was it clear that it was a statue?
It was like a paperweight, it looked like.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It wasn't like you picked up a cat and it turned into a letter opener?
No, it was on a desk and it was a paperweight.
I will say I liked that the puzzles in Luigi's Mansion were pretty... I mean, I don't want to give them too much credit, but they were good. They were reasonable.
Yeah, they were somewhat clever. Like
the only one I ever really had a hard time with is... the larger sort of meta puzzle where you had to find Mario's objects.
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't know. I found them all and I didn't know that I skipped his hat in the laundry machine. I don't know how I was supposed to know that his hat was in the laundry machine.
I found that right away.
Every room I went into, I hit everything.
Yeah, I guess, in a big room with a laundry machine.
It didn't even register.
The only time I got hung up there is I found two of his items back to back. And I didn't realize that I had both of them on me, so I went back to the crystal ball lady,
right.
Presented one, and then I was like, now what do I do?
Started looking.
And I kept looking, and I couldn't find anything.
No, I didn't get hung up with that. I think I mentioned earlier, the only thing I got hung up on was the fat ghost. But everything was pretty straightforward. Oh, also Bowser. So I wouldn't say this game is very obtuse.
I think it's
it's well designed in that they'll like introduce you to concepts.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think when they first introduce you to sucking up balls with your vacuum cleaner to throw them, there's a room that just has balls in it and you can suck them up. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, you can do this, and that's way. And then they introduce it in the boss fight,
right?
As a mechanic to beat it.
Is that the first baby boss?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's better than Phantasmagoria.
I would say it's better than Phantasmagoria. I would also put it ahead of Theme Hospital.
So that's 34.
Yes, 34. Theme Hospital is good, but it's samey. You play the levels and they all kind of are the same.
I completely agree.
I think this game is better as a whole picture.
Yeah, I just think purely from a variety standpoint.
Yeah.
It's got more to offer.
I would say it's a better designed game than Hexen. Beyond Heretic. I know this is your wall.
This is my wall. Talk me through it.
All right. So I would say that Hexen is an obtuse game.
You know what? You're right. Yeah, you're trying to follow that...
Luigi's
the auto map or whatever it's called, like just to find nooks and crannies in the wall.
Matt,
and it's like
there's a point in that game where you get to a cave and you have to stand at one spot to open up the rest of it.
Yeah.
And there's no way you can figure that out unless you really look around.
You know, I overhype it in my mind.
I like that game.
Yeah.
I do think that game is kind of bullshit at some point.
It could have used less bullshit and less puzzle stuff and just been more about slaying demons and
Doing magic and stuff. More Doom.
Right. It should have been more Doom.
But they didn't. That's
a lot of games would benefit from more Doom, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they made Doom. They were trying to make not Doom.
They were trying to make not Doom.
Yeah.
Doom would also benefit from more Doom.
Sometimes. Well, that's what Doom Eternal is supposed to be.
That's the most Doom you could have.
Delayed until it's March, unfortunate.
No, it was?
Yeah, I'm kind of happy about that, just as a quick aside. You know, considering Death Stranding's coming out in the beginning of November, it's probably not going to be a short game.
Are you going to jump on that shit immediately?
Oh, yeah. Right now, I have like a day off in my work calendar marked. I'm not sure if I'm actually going to take
it. What day does it come out?
Friday.
This Friday?
The 8th of November, I believe.
3 weeks, 2 weeks.
Point being, I'm excited for both of those games. I'm glad that I can push Doom to next year.
It's nice to have something to do in March, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, there's Animal Crossing's coming out. I think
there's a lot of shit coming out.
Animal Crossing comes out the same day.
Isn't, and Cyberpunk's in April?
Yeah, something? First quarter.
I mean, Cyberpunk games are always coming out. It's always
better clear your month to play Cyberpunk.
Well, I think I'll just. All right, we can move on.
Anyway.
So I think it goes above Hexen.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's a bigger and better game than both Rampage and Crazy Taxi.
I was kind of thinking that it has a similar flavor to Crazy Taxi. Like, you were like, it's as good as it was back then in terms of like the gameplay and how it holds up. That's kind of how I feel about Crazy Taxi. Like, it still is as fun probably today as it was back then. And it's a simple game and it's kind of arcadey.
It might be too much to say Crazy Taxi is like puzzly, but it's beyond just driving. There's like routes.
I wouldn't say you're navigating routes.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's like, you know, there's a similar type of complexity.
Yeah, there's strong game design in both games.
Or like more than meets the eye-ness of it.
Yeah. But I'm willing to go higher.
I think it's better than Crazy Taxi.
It's better than Crazy Taxi. I cannot put this game below Spider-Man 2 for the GameCube. Just from visually, so that game has a lot of points where I got extremely frustrated. I think it's a very good story for when it came out on the GameCube. I think it's also very impressive what it did in terms of world design for being an open world game on the GameCube, because it had no loading screens, and it was basically chewing on the same formula that GTA 3 did, but it was bigger. And had Marvel villains, but some of the areas were just super frustrating. So I think this is a better crafted game as a whole.
Luigi's just climbing up this list.
I mean, it sounds like it didn't age well, like Spider-Man.
Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
No.
Or do you think it was equally as frustrating when it came out? I mean, I didn't play it. I've never played it.
I think certain sequences were probably as frustrating. So there's parts where you have to swing in the harbor, and I remember that specifically being extremely difficult because there's no way for you to get higher when you swing.
If
you lose altitude, then you can't propel yourself further, and if you are just going above the ocean and you have to hit these things, it got really, really frustrating. It was just really frustrating.
Yeah.
It was a good game, though. I would say also that the graphics in that game did not age at all well. It looks like an N64 game.
There's so much like fog in that game, right?
No, there's no fog.
Oh, there's no fog? I thought, for some reason, maybe I'm that's thinking
why
of Superman.
That's why it's 64. Impressive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what you're thinking. Yeah, oh, man, that game.
You can stand at the tallest part and see the whole city.
There's no fog? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm definitely thinking of Superman.
When are we playing Superman 64?
They did clever things in that game, too. So and it's also frustrating, but it's clever from a technical perspective. So when you think of Spider-Man, you think of New York City, and you think of swinging down these skyscrapers. This game had no loading screens, so what they did in order to hide that, when you swung like two blocks, there would be a wall.
Yeah, very un-Manhattan-like.
Yes. So not like an endless game.
Like constant turns in Manhattan.
Yeah, so I would put this game above Spider-Man 2. I also put it above Extreme Warfare Revenge. I think that's a cool and unique and interesting game, but I don't think that it's as well-designed and as
now the
complete.
True test. Pilot Wings.
I think as a tech demo, because this is a good comparison.
Ah, yes.
I think it's a better tech demo than...
What does that mean? You think it is a better... I mean...
A game that started off as a tech demo.
Right.
I think it became a better game than Pilot Wings did. I have way more fun playing Luigi's Mansion than I did playing Pilot Wings. I get incredibly frustrated playing Pilot Wings.
Yeah, I don't... Maybe I'm just... I just think... You know, from a perspective purely of replayability, there's no chance I'm ever playing Luigi's Mansion again.
It's true. That's true. I would say that Pilot Wings is more replayable. But
I mean, You know, I think they're both charming games. I think...
Yes, I agree.
I think Pilot Wings is more interesting from the perspective...
Elaborate on interesting.
I think it's... I think it's a weird kind of game. I mean... you know, it's
what you just said there, interesting and weird, I think also apply very much to Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah, yes. I agree. And I purposely chose those words because they both sort of fit that theme. But I don't know, I think, and maybe this isn't a pro or a con, it's just a comment, but I think, you know, the flight school idea of a game is more interesting to me than Luigi going around a haunted house.
I feel like it's ghosts. As interesting. I like the Pilot Wings
idea. It's hard to say, you know, what's more interesting.
Yeah, I don't dislike. I mean, I like flight sim games, so I like playing Pilot Wings, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to be as neutral about Pilot Wings as possible.
I think a good test is it better than Ninja Gaiden?
Luigi's
Mansion.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Because if it is, then it should probably be better than Pilot Wings.
Because I think Ninja Gaiden is a premier... franchise. Premier action platformer.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like one of the top tier games on the NES, and although bullshit at times, it plays incredibly well. I think it's pretty good designed, except for like one particular area that makes it extremely difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think it's bullshit. I think it's very bullshit, that game, but I'd still rather play Ninja Gaiden than more Luigi's Mansion.
I think so, too.
So it seems like we've settled in on an area here.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think I'd always rather play, like, you know, I have a very soft spot for Pilot Wings. I think Pilot Wings doesn't add much variety as it continues. You know, it's kind of the same, you know, you start with the light plane, you do the skydiving and the hang gliding and the rocket thing. The rocket pack, and you're kind of doing that for all the levels until the end when you do the helicopter. There's more variety to Luigi's Mansion.
You could argue that in certain ways Luigi's Mansion is kind of like that too, though, because you get the poltergeist.
You're always doing the same poltergeist thing.
And you're doing different variations.
But the levels get more interesting.
I do feel, but I do feel like it takes like a lot more skill to master Pilot Wings than it does Luigi's Mansion. I don't know. It's very difficult because, I mean, like, I initially when I first started thinking about this, I'm like, this game goes above Pilot Wings, but now that I'm like having this discussion, I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like the replayability question is a good one for Pilot Wings, because I really liked playing Luigi's Mansion. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I would play it again. I could see playing Pilot Wings over and over again.
Yeah, I could see going back to it too, because I never beat it. I would say that the combat helicopter stages are terrible.
The combat, they are terrible, but they're like basically a different game. I mean, I'll say this much. I've beaten Pilot Wings a bunch, and even going back to the first levels of Pilot Wings where they're like trivial for me at this point, I still have more fun than I felt towards the end of Luigi's Mansion, where I was kind of doing the same loop, you know, over and over again.
I think from like a legacy perspective too, like you mentioned how it was not well received, Luigi's Mansion, when it came out. The GameCube kind of overall struggled,
right,
compared to the other consoles that came out. Pilot Wings has a nice like history and legacy. Like it's not a huge one, but Pilot Wings 64 is a fun game. I think of it fondly.
They made Pilot Wings Resort. Do you remember that?
Or no,
Pilot
Wings? I do not
was
remember that.
Was that Wii U?
I think so.
Oh, no, I do. Yeah, I played that once, like for 10 seconds.
No, they made a Pilot Wings, I think, for 3DS, and that might be that.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
So I've never played it.
There wasn't one for Wii? I remember something like that.
I don't know. I think the soundtrack of Pilot Wings is superb.
Said the soundtrack of Luigi's Mansion was superb.
I think Luigi's Mansion has like one or two super good songs.
But they're dope.
Yeah, but Matt, does weird. You say that Luigi's Mansion has one or two good songs, and Pilot Wings has how many good
Pilot
songs?
Pilot Wings probably has like six good songs.
No, there's like four different things, and there are four different songs.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, there's like, you know, the
hang gliding song. There's the rocket.
There's a title theme. That's pretty good.
If I had my druthers, I would say that.
Yeah,
I
Steve, would, why don't you be the tie-breaking vote here?
I kind of want to put it above Pilot Wings. I feel like I, as a holistic experience, enjoyed playing Luigi's Mansion front to back more than the however many times I can play Pilot Wings.
All right. That's true. Okay.
I can live with that.
Okay. So we have a new number 28 on our list. It is Luigi's Mansion for the Nintendo GameCube. The 2001 release will be now added to our endless list. And thank you, Steve, for joining us, and Matt as well.
Thank you, Mike.
You can follow us along at It's So Bad Pod on Twitter. itssobadpod@gmail.com is the email address for this program. And make sure to subscribe to our podcast. That helps a lot, I guess. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, etc.
Every little bit helps.
But we'll be back next week with something less horror-filled, I feel like. Mario!